This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. China is reporting its biggest daily drop in new coronavirus cases since the outbreak began more than 2 months ago. We have a report from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The new figure is a notable drop from the 1,749 cases recorded the previous day. China's National Health Commission says just under 280 cases were deducted from the daily report after nucleic acid tests showed negative results. It's now discounting cases that come back negative after lab tests. The reduction in new cases in China can also be accounted for by health workers ceasing to diagnose patients on the spot and further refinements in the way symptoms are classified. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A 43-year-old man shot and killed nine people in Hanau, a suburb of Frankfurt, Germany, overnight, and federal prosecutors have taken over the investigation. Authorities suspect racist motives. The deadly spree began in a hookah smoking bar, where several victims were murdered, when the assailant continued his attack less than 3 kilometers away. The gunman later was found dead in his home, where he lived with his mother. Some of his targets were said to be Turkish. The attack comes amid growing concerns that far-right violence is becoming a fact of life in Germany. The Hesse State Interior Minister called the Hanau killings, quote, an attack on our free and peaceful society. U.S. President Donald Trump's longtime friend and confidant, Roger Stone, is scheduled for sentencing in federal court today here in Washington for his felony conviction for lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstruction of justice, stemming from the 2016 Russian election meddling probe. Prosecutors recommended Stone serve 7 to 9 years in prison, but U.S. Attorney General William Barr overruled them, saying they had been too harsh. Trump congratulated Barr last week for taking charge of the Stone case. All of this as the president falsely proclaims himself as the chief law enforcement official.